Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Parshas Matos, Nekoim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Meis HaMidyonim, Achar Teosef HaLamecho. First you have to take Nekoma against the Midyonim. Midyon did terrible things to Klal Yisrael. It caused them Avodah Zorah of the worst order. And Moshe Rabbeinu is told by Hashem to take revenge. Then it comes, the pasuk says, "Vayishlach oisom Moshe elef lamate latzovo oisom ve'espinchos ben alozer akoyin latzovo uchle akodesh v'chol v'chulei v'chulei." So Vayishlach oisom Moshe. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu omel Moshe. This is a medrash tanchuma. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, "Nekoyim nikmas midyonim ba'atzmacha." Nekoim, you, Moshe, take revenge on the Midyonim for all what they did to Klal Yisrael. They were machshil. Ba'atzmacha, do it yourself. V'hu sholach la'acherim. And he sent Pinchos and a whole delegation. Ela al yedei shenisgadol b'Midyon. Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in Midyon. Went there, went to Yisroel. Omar, ain odin, I don't know, shani meitzar lemisha osu li toiva. How can I give tzar to the one who did toiva to me? Hamoshel oimer be'er shishosiso mimenu mayim, a well that you drank water from. Al tizrik bayevin, don't throw a stone in the well that you drank water from. So it's a very simple idea, but it's very strange that Midian did so much damage to Klal Yisrael, the most abominable type of Avodah Zorah that they were machshel them with. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says directly to Moshe, Nekoim ba'atzmacha. He said, Nekoim nikmas b'Midian ba'atzmacha, you should do it. So as a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it himself. But he sends others. Now, we don't find over here a tfiya on Moshe Rabbeinu. So, but the pshat is that he just couldn't do it. Or the pshat is that he held, even though Hashem told him, but because of his hakoras hatoiv that he has to have, that he can't be the one to do it. So, whatever the pshat is, though, but it shows the extent of hakoras hatoiv that here they deserve, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they deserve nekoma. They did terrible things to Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you be'atzmecho have to do it. It's your mitzvah. Nekoyim nikmas be'atzmecho, Chazal say. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. He says, I grew up in Midyan. I don't know what they did for him so special there. I don't know, maybe got his wife from there, whatever it may be. But Moshe Rabbeinu could not bring himself to do it. So, I mean, if the and I don't know if it was the same Midian, the same people, it was years later, it makes no difference. Well, Lamaisa, there was a certain level of appreciation that I have, and because of that, it's not Shaykh. I can't. I said, Tzivu Hashem, they're coming, they deserve this destruction for what they did to Klal Yisrael, and people, and so many people were killed because of, but not me. I can't do it. I have sent others. It's going to be done anyway, but I can't do it myself. I think that the level of Hakoras HaToiv that we're supposed to have is something that's very, very refined and very, very, very deep. And I was Nana. So since I was Nana, they also did Toivo. I says, they did me a Toivo. It doesn't even see. They saved my life, they provided, they did Leah Toiva. I can't. And there was resistance, whether it was intentional or he couldn't do it himself, but even to a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's, and no indication that Moshe Rabbeinu was taken to task for this, that's how vite HaKoras HaToiv goes. Sometimes we don't. I remember hearing, reading about what was his name? Was, I think, a brother of Shimon Schwab. He's a mashgiach in Muncie. And they say that when he would get rid of his old clothing, he would fold it neatly, and you know, as if it was preserving it or something, and then cover it in this, and then put it out to the garbage, whatever. But this served me well. I can't mistreat it. I can just throw it away. And it's the deep-rooted level of sensitivity. And here, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it, and they so deserved it on the highest level, but I was niskala b'milyon, they did a toiva, I can't do it. That's one side. Then there's another medrash that says, it says, Vayachanu b'olush. So what's olush? What is this olush? So Rabbi Yoina b'shem Rabbi Choma bar Chanina, he midbar sin. He midbar olush, same thing. Olush and midbar sin are the same. Me'ezu schus zochu Yisroel shenitl emon, that happened in midbar sin. What would they zoiche? That they got mon, b'schus shel Avrom, in the schus of Avrom Avinu, she Omar Lushi Vasi Ugois. When the Malochim came to Avram Avinu to be Mavasa to him that he's going to have a child, he went and told Sora Lushi Vasi, I guess, to knead it and make Ugois. So because of that, Klal Yisrael was Zeiche to eat, to have mon in the Midbar. Think of it, it's very, very bizarre. The mon in the Midbar was the greatest sustenance. 40 years miraculously living with the Yad Hashem, every day going to sleep without anything. The cupboard was bare, so to speak. And they woke up in the morning, their doorstep, if they were zoiche, if not, they had to go out a little bit further. And lechem yomayim b'yom hashishi, Shabbos was enough. Osho lo yarbe v'adal lo yamit, no. I forgot the lashon of the pasuk. It says whether if they took more, then it was less. They took less, it was more. It all came out the right amount. Nisim gluyim. The Rabbeinu Sadia says that the nes of the mon was the greatest of all the nisim because it was a nes todir. A nes is michutz leteva. It's something where you see something beyond teva. And this happened every single day for 40 years. And the Meforshim explains, the Sapunu explains how Chazal actually say it, that he could have given them a package, and it would have been, he could have preserved it, that every day they take a little bit. But no, every day is a new opportunity to turn to Hashem and to grow in their bitochen and to come from a place of nothingness and relying on the Kodesh Baruch Hu and coming closer and closer and closer. And the mon served as a lesson for future doiros. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, the Birchas HaMozim is a deraisa, a chalta v'savot v'rachto. But Moshe Rabbeinu was menaseach the nusach of Birchas HaMozim. The first brocha, Zones Oilem Kuloi Bechein, Hunesei Lechem Lechol Bosu, Gidolim Chad, that brocha was on the mon. So we're still inspired every day, every time we make Birchas HaMozim from the Mais of the mon. When the time of Yirmiyah, Rashi brings, I think in Baal Oischo, when the times of Yirmiyah, and there's a Srashlus in Limud HaTorah, so Yirmiyah took out the Tzinsenes Hamon and showed it to the Klal. He says, what's with you guys? Why are you not learning? Look, 40 years in the Midbar, they sat and they learned, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for them. What are you worried about your Parnosa? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide. So is the pshat is that this mon was mechayev deirei deirus that gives us this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives us inspiration to be able to learn, to be able to do the Avodas Hashem, because I don't have to worry about Parnosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us in the Midbar that he takes care of Parnosa. That was the dogma for deirus. And all of this, such impact on that deir, lo nitno tore eloich lehamon, and on future deirus, and to this very day, was all because why? Why were they zeicha? Because Avraham Avinu said lushi v'asi ugois. Said the word lushi. Said nida. He could have said to her, "Asi ugois." She knows how to make ugois, but he added another word, a little bit more specific, a little bit more attention to detail. I don't know exactly what that is. And that one word that he added, that one almost seemingly so insignificant dimension in the chesed that he did to Malochim who weren't going to eat anyway. I mean, he didn't know it at the time, but it isn't the Maisa as if he saved the lives. But the Evid, he saved the lives of these people. They were in the Midbar, they were by themselves, they didn't have what to eat. No, they what?
It became a need that wasn't served.
So what? Therefore what?
It wasn't served even this.
I mean, it wasn't even served the mice. I mean, yeah. And even if it would have been served, it would have been to people that wouldn't eat. You're right. So all of this, and but he said those words, Lushi. That's Klal Yisrael is zeicha to all the 40 years in the Midbar, and all the future, and the bitochen that we have, and the inspiration that we have, and when we, every day in Parnosa, in this, in bitochen Hashem, in the Birchas Hamozen, all of this, all because Avraham Avinu said one word, Lushi. So I think that the upshot of both of these midrashim is really that we have to really rethink the extent of appreciation of every nuance of chesed, both in the Hakoras HaToiv for any chesed that we benefited from, and both in the power and the long range ramifications of the slightest word. I say one extra nice word to a person. I do something with a little bit more attention to minute detail, something which could have been figured out and understood anyway, but I bedafka wanted to express it even more. And all of that, and that adds up to such a magnitude of brocha and schusim and benefit and for the entire future of Klal Yisrael. So, Maisa, when it comes to chesed, whether it's appreciating the chesed that was done for us or expanding the even ever so slightly the scope of the chesed that we do, we should realize that we're dealing with something that's extremely choshev. I imagine that there's a unique chashivus to it, because that's the Oilam Chesed Yibonet. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Doim El Hashem. Because that's what Hashem does. Hashem does. He created the world with Chesed. He continues to do Chesed. And when I do the same thing, that's Mamish, not Shaykh. And when I appreciate the Chesed, so then there's a deeper sense of appreciation of Chesed. And then when I do the Chesed, there's a greater Hizdamus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it has ramifications in exponential dimensions.